Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
The election is nearly here, and Kentuckians can request to receive a ballot in the mail. But there's still an ongoing debate over the possibility of voter fraud. Most mainstream news outlets downplay this possibility of voter fraud, but this defies the logic that says that the greater the length between the voter and the final vote tally increases both the opportunity and the possibility of voter fraud. A recent example from Georgia shows another way that voter fraud can take place. Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, found that 1,000 Georgia residents cast absentee ballots by mail, and then they voted in person at their polling places. A total of 58% were Democratic ballots. Those illegal voters will face stiff penalties, according to Raffensperger, but the possibility of such fraud would be minimized by requiring in-person voting.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at CommonwealthPolicyCenter.org.